Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He's risen. And
of course, there was no indeed about it that first Easter morning. Follow the women in Mark's story as they walk from home to tomb with their spices, anticipating that this mission, too, to anoint the body of Jesus would also be a failure. Stone was just too large for them. The men who might have helped them roll it away, still in bed in all likelihood, covers wrapped around their heads, trying to block out the memories of how they had deserted and denied him and fled. Who's going to move that stone? They'd been asking. As if they somehow knew that this last act of devotion would be nothing but a fool's errand. Can you feel the sense of failure with which that day began? What they must have been feeling that day on that path as they considered the stone meant to keep them out and Jesus' body in, meant to separate them from him. There are separations like that on the path of this life, weighty and immovable as boulders, impossible to move. Think of the brother estranged from his sister. 1 year, then two go by. 25 can move by awfully fast. Or think of the power of addiction that draws friends and sons and daughters into a life that seems so far away from us, into decisions and logic which we cannot understand. Think of this nation, a house divided against itself. Who will roll that stone away? In the face of such divisions and separation, the gestures of love, which can often feel like that they are all we have to offer, can sometimes feel too weak for the task at hand. What could one text message, one phone call, one postcard do in the face of a long estrangement? What could one volunteer hour do in the face of a social problem that seems that will never go away? What is one small offering of kindness, of human connection in the face of evil? That's a big stone. Who will move it for us? Who can help us in our weakness? Oh, yes, but follow the women in Mark's gospel from home to the tomb. Watch them as they look up, even from a distance, even before they get there. They see that the stone, which was very large, had been moved away. Even before they meet the young man all aglow in the darkness of the cave. Even before they get the announcement that Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified, is not here. Even before any of these things, God has been at work for them. In the dark recesses of the cave, God was raising Jesus from the dead, and the stone was being rolled back. Even though they could not see it, and even though they did not know about it. It is one of the great mysteries in the life of our faith, that this one event, which roots our entire faith and the rest of our proclamation throughout the course of the year, this most important event, the reason that we have to believe in Jesus at all, the resurrection, is not something that is chronicled or reported on in any of the Gospels. For all of the great details in which every single gospel portrayed the arrest and the persecution and the crucifixion of Jesus, not a single one describes the actual event of the resurrection. It was an event that happened not before human eyes or with human awareness, but was transacted by God the Father, through God the Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit, when everyone was asleep. No one saw it. What the women could see looking up was that the stone had been rolled back. And they did not even understand what that was about. But I somehow imagine that the sight of that stone rolled away while they were still walking gave them just a little bit of hope. A glimmer, a push to get them to that next place that they needed to be. Walking into the tomb, they heard the news of all that God had been up to while they were sleeping. All that God had done in that hidden place where they could not see. Like them, we do not always see the ways that God is at work, bringing life behind the many stones that we set up as monuments to the power of death. And by power of death, I do not just mean physical death. I mean all of the things that keep us bound to hopelessness and helplessness. I mean the unforgiving ways that we often have with one another. I mean our too frequent insistence on being right rather than on being loving. I mean the excuses that we make for inaction in the face of suffering and injustice. At their root, all of these evils separate us from one another, and they are symptoms of a deeper division, a separation from God. But in raising Jesus from the dead, God declares that he's not having it in the end. The separation is over. The estrangement is healed. The stone of evil and sin and death that has separated us from him has been rolled back. So very large, nevertheless, it has been rolled away. Because God was at work to bring life where the women could not see, doing a new thing that they could not understand, couldn't even speak about on the day that it happened. Did you notice that? That the Easter gospel ends not with joy and singing, but with terror and silence. But God was at work. And I have no doubt that somewhere along the path, he showed up. Because God has done this. We have reason to hope that God will be at work for us, bringing life into every situation in which the power of death asserts itself. Today, I imagine that while it is a holiday, a day of joy and celebration, a day of trumpets and flowers and songs, today, I imagine that many of us have come to this place of worship with a hurt that seems impossible to heal. I imagine that some of us have relationships that feel so broken that there's no hope for any healing. I imagine that some of us come here today with fear for what the future may bring to our neighborhoods, to our city, to our nation. And to you who come wondering whether God, anyone will be there to roll this stone away, Easter says, look up. God is already doing it. And outside of what we know or see or can comprehend, in places where we cannot go, the risen Jesus is at work. For Easter was not one day 2,000 years ago. If it was, we are of all people the most to be pitied. But rather, no, Easter is today. For Easter is the decisive clue as to who God is and how God acts. The resurrection of Jesus is a signal that outside of our field of vision, God is healing all that we have broken. That God is forgiving what we cannot even confess. We do not always know what God is doing in our lives. We certainly cannot control how God is doing it or what the outcome or the timing will be, but the resurrection of Jesus is a pillar of cloud and fire that goes before us in the wilderness through all we do not know. A sign that whatever we may feel at any moment, and sometimes it is so hard to feel hopeful, God is leading us. When measured against the power of estrangement and hostility and death itself, the small gestures of love and devotion that are given to us each day to share with our neighbors, the text sent to a bitter spouse, the card sent to an estranged brother, the volunteer hours completed, measured against the stone of evil, these gestures may seem as small as the spices the women brought to the tomb that first Easter day. But when these acts of love are committed to Jesus in the power of the resurrection, they become steps along the journey that lead us to the places where God is shaking life in the universe. The places where the good news can be again proclaimed. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Indeed.